Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Center. My name is Adriana. I need advice that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I assist you today?
Hey, John. First, I was trying to find the unemployment for, because I just got out of work because of COVID.
Okay.
And I'm trying to reach the unemployment, draw unemployment while I'm out.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the middle of work, and I end up getting COVID.
Okay. May I start with your Social Security number, please?
My Social Security number is 423-29-5127.
And thank you for providing this information. For security purposes, may I have it to verify your mother made a last name?
Racky. Frida Racky Herndon.
Okay. And may I also have it to verify your driver license or Alabama state ID number, please?
Okay. You want the number?
Yes, please.
Okay. The ID number is I-841-1991.
Okay.
I-841-991.
Okay. Is this for the state of Alabama?
It is state of Alabama.
Okay. And I do apologize. May I have to repeat that one more time, please?
I-841-991.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit or use one of our Alabama vintage cards. Which will you prefer?
I don't have direct deposit. A card.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
Not completely disabled, no.
And did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit or using one of our Alabama vintage cards. Which will you prefer?
Okay. The card?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, the card. Okay. And may I have your mailing address, please?
Let me see. Give me a minute. My mailing address is... what's the mailing address?
Huh?
What's the mailing address? 3603 Village Creek Court. Opelika, Alabama. I think it's 36801.
Okay.
So it's 3603 Village Creek Court, Opelika, Alabama, 36801.
And thank you for providing this information. And is the residence address different from the mailing address?
Yes.
You live at a different address, or do you live and receive mail at this address?
I live at this address.
And you receive mail at this address as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Has the address changed in last year?
No.
Okay. May I have a good telephone number where we can contact you at?
Yes. Phone number here is... what's your phone number? What's your phone number? 334-498-7158.
Okay. And thank you for providing this information.
Okay.
So it's very important to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You'll be asked to answer random generated questions. The first question asks, which of the following city has a current or former association to you? The options they provide us is Anniston, Vestavia, Albertville, Auburn, or none of the above.
The closest one is Auburn.
Okay. Question number two asks, which of the following address have you ever been associated with? The options they provide us is 1428 Center Spring Road, 1724 North Mechanic Street, 809 South 13th Street, 8763 Tarford Road, or none of the above?
809 South 13th Street.
Okay.
That's my mom's address.
Okay. Question number three asks, which of the following street address in Opelika have you ever lived or been associated with? The options they provide us is 11284 Alabama Highway 51, 1402 Albert Court, 1738 Starford Lane, 808 Tolbert Boulevard, or none of the above?
808 Tolbert Boulevard.
Okay. Did you file receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Say that one more time.
Did you file receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, I have never.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And you say your last day of work was today?
What'd you say?
Your last day of work was today?
No, my last day, 3 days ago. I've been out for 3 days now.
So that'll be Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to go take another test after taking a test, and it still shows positive. So they're not letting me go back to work, and I'm out of work because of COVID, and I just feel like I should be getting paid for this situation.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Say that again.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Since recently Sunday, you said?
The most recent Sunday, yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, last Sunday, everything, yeah. Other than Tuesday.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No. No, I don't real estate license.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training program?
No school.
Okay. Are you available to us at full-time work?
Full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. That's exactly what I was doing.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
Am I available for...
all shifts in your normal trade?
All shifts, yeah.
Okay. Have you applied for a receiving work compensation due to work-related injury?
I've never applied for anything.
Okay. And as of right now, do you know when you'll be able to return back to work? Did your doctor say anything just yet?
No, they got me on quarantine. I guess until my results show better than what it is.
Okay.
I'm still positive.
Yes, sir.
They're not letting me come back to work until I get better, and it's not something that I wanted to happen because I love to work and stuff, but...
yes, sir. I understand. What was your job title, job description?
Landscaping. I work for Beacon Landscaping in the Valley, Alabama.
Okay.
So.
And do you happen to have a good telephone number to a supervisor, management, HR, or the main office there?
The office there?
Yes.
Their office?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you their number.
Okay.
Wonderful. Beacon Landscaping in Valley, Alabama.
Landscaping LLC.
There you are. See. Trying to find it. It's 334-710-1100.
Okay.
334-710-1100.
Okay. And do you remember when you first started working with this company?
Yes, so I started working with this company. I've been working with this company for 4 months now. So it would be, May, June, July, May, June, July, March, April, May, June, July, yeah. July. So it was May. I can tell you the exact date. I got the pay stubs, I believe it. It was about May 4th. End of May. A little end of May.
Okay.
Now you probably want the exact date.
If you have it, if you don't, the month and the year is good.
Well, I've been there for 4 months now, and so it's July, June, May, April, or end of. I started April the 26th, around there, and then I worked from then on. Full time from now. So May the 26th of 2022 to present.
Okay. And what city did you perform your work in?
Say what?
And what city did you perform your work in?
I performed my work in Valley, Alabama. That's okay. Where my job is. But we work everywhere.
And do you know if you'll be receiving any vacation pay, sick day pay, or holiday pay while you're going to be out?
Not while I'm out. Nope. I'm not getting nothing.
Okay.
They said you got to be there a year before you can get those type of benefits.
Okay. And have you applied for receiving a pension from this employer?
I'm not sure. What do you mean by that?
Like a pension, a 401 retirement.
Oh, no.
Okay. No. And have you applied for receiving a pension? I'm sorry. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. And one moment, please. Okay, and I have here a 4-digit PIN number that you're able to use to track your claim and also file your weekly certification. Are you able to write down this PIN number?
Can I create one?
Oh, it will be a PIN number that the system is going to give us.
Oh, okay. Let me write it down. Okay.
Okay, so that PIN number is going to be 2788.
2788.
Yes. Okay, so your claim is being filed and it will be processed as soon as possible. However, you must start meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. Unemployment claims use this calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification for the previous week. The questions that you'll be asked will underline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online or by telephone. The weekly certification can be done on Sunday, though no later than Friday, 5 p.m., but not on a Saturday. Failure to file and complete the weekly certification as instructed can result in loss of benefits. You'll make your first certification this upcoming Sunday.
So I call this Sunday?
Yes, you'll call this upcoming Sunday. And
what's
I have here the telephone number is going to be 1-800.
1-800?
Yes, sir. 752.
752.
7389.
7389. And I do that Sunday at what time?
At any time on Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. And also with this unemployment claim that we just finished, it might be a bit different, but as of right now, this might change, but as of right now with the career application that we just finished, that register you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are to maintain an active career application all throughout the unemployment benefits. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log into their website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov, to upload an online resume. Failure to do so may result in loss of benefits.
Say what again?
You have to upload an online Career Center application with the Career Center. And you can do
so
that by going...
So I got to do more stuff?
Yes, sir. You have to,
go
to the local Career Center since you're quarantined, but you can log in through their website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
And when do I do that?
You have 7 days from today to do so.
And when I'm not going to be able to do this because that's just too much information for me. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. That is one of the requirements.
I have to call. Is there a certain time I have to go in, or I don't understand the Career Center thing?
You'll just upload an online resume. And again, you have 7 days from today. And since you're out due with COVID, you can log in to the website to do so.
Okay, so there's a website that I have to log into, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
I can't hardly hear you because I live by the road and I got you on speaker.
Yes, sir, I understand. I can give you that website if you'd like to write this down so you can go to it.
Okay.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so that website is going to be Alabama, and it's all spelled out. Dot Alabama.
Dot Alabama?
I'm sorry, it's going to be Alabama Works, W-O-R-K-S. And then dot Alabama again. So Alabama Works. Alabama.gov.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what?
And then you create your online account through the Career Center.
Okay. And then create account. Okay. And then what?
Well, you just follow the prompts.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Is there any questions or concerns or anything you'd like me to repeat to make sure that you have?
No, I just want to know how long does it usually take to process my application?
It usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks at the most.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And a week from now, you'll be receiving a letter explaining how much you'll be receiving in unemployment benefits. And from there, that you'll be receiving a letter that you've been approved or not approved for the unemployment benefits.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Is there any other questions or concerns?
We have to look at my information. How would y'all determine, how do y'all determine on the decision?
That is the Department of Labor main office that determines that information. On our end here, we can only apply, help you apply for the unemployment claim, and it gets sent over to the main office. And from there, they use that application to determine the wages and determine how much you'll be receiving or if you're not approved. I'm not too sure what they use off of the application.
All right. So... on my application, is because I'm out of work because of COVID.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, all right.
Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay,
and I just continue Sunday?
Yes.
Call this number? Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.